हरे कृष्णा। इन कीपिंग विथ द थीम ऑफ द फेस्टिवल, द फेस्टिवल ऑफ द होली नेम, वी शैल स्पीक अबाउट श्रील प्रभुपाद एंड द होली नेम, स्पेसिफिकली श्रील प्रभुपाद्स फेथ इन द होली नेम। Because the whole process of Krishna consciousness is the process of developing faith. Ado Shraddha, first comes faith or Shraddha. And all the different stages in the development of devotional service, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana, Kriya, Anartha Nivritti, Nishta, Ruchi, Ashakti, Bhava, Prema, and even beyond are just developments of the one substance which can be called faith. Sometimes Srila Prabhupada referred to his disciples as pure devotees because they had faith in the process of devotional service. And he had faith that if they just followed the process, eventually they would become completely mature, pure devotees. And he gave the example of a ripe mango and an unripe mango. An unripe mango is also a mango. And as long as it remains attached to the tree, it will gradually ripen and become a sweet mango, full of juice or rust. So faith is most important. And when we examine Srila Prabhupada's life, we find that one of the defining characteristics of Srila Prabhupada was his faith in the holy name. Srila Prabhupada had a god brother named Akinchana Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj, whom Srila Prabhupada said was a Paramahansa. And Akinchana Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj had great attachment for chanting the holy name. One year in Vrindavan, His Holiness Bhakti Bringa Govinda Swami Maharaj took me on an Ekadasi to meet Babaji Maharaj. Babaji Maharaj was sitting in the courtyard of some temple or ashram. It was night, it was dark, there was maybe one bare light bulb giving some illumination. And Babaji Maharaj was just sitting there chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. But he was like, it wasn't just chanting, it's like he was tasting, he was savoring, he was palpably drinking and swallowing the nectar of the holy name. So Babaji Maharaj was also a disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur had sent another disciple before Srila Prabhupada to the West. And the other disciple went for some time and came back. So later, Babaji Maharaj met the other disciple. And he said, Swami Maharaj. Now, Swami Maharaj here means Srila Prabhupada, because they also referred to their Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, as Srila Prabhupada. So Swami Maharaj here means Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. So he met the other disciple, and he said, Swami Maharaj went to the West, and you went to the West. You preached the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he preached the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. you gave people the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and he gave people the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Yet he was extraordinarily successful, and you were hardly able to do anything. What is the reason? And then Babaji Maharaj himself gave the answer, because he had full faith in the holy name, and you didn't. Some years earlier, when Srila Prabhupada was in Grihastha Ashram, he met a god brother of his named Aud Bihari Lal Kapoor in Mathura. And in his Grihastha Ashram, Srila Prabhupada had been a chemist or pharmacist. So Dr. Kapoor, who was initiated as Adi Keshava Das, asked Srila Prabhupada, "You are a chemist. You know so many formulas. Do you know the formula for love of God?" And Srila Prabhupada said, "Yes, I do." "Well, can you give it to me?" "Yes. Chinadapi sunichena tararapi sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari." You know the translation. One should always chant the holy name, feeling himself lower than the straw in the street, more tolerant than a tree, ready to offer all respects to others, and not wanting any respect for oneself. So this faith was there from the beginning. Later, at Srila Prabhupada's sannyas initiation ceremony, there was a little break or interlude in the ceremony. And during that time, this same disciple of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Akinchana Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, he began to sing kirtan. So when it was time to resume the ceremony with the recitation of mantras, the priest who was conducting the ceremony indicated to Babaji Maharaj, like, "Enough, enough." And he began with the mantras. So Srila Prabhupada, at his sannyas initiation ceremony, looked around the room to make sure no one was watching him. And then he motioned to Babaji Maharaj, "Keep chanting, keep chanting." And Babaji Maharaj said, "At that moment I knew he would be the leader of the Hare Krishna movement." So as you know, Srila Prabhupada eventually did leave India and come to New York to begin the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And in 1969, I had the good fortune of meeting His Divine Grace in Boston. And soon after I met him, I moved into the Boston Temple. At the time, the temple was maintained by Satsvarupa Das's paycheck as a welfare worker, and there were just a few devotees. But now more devotees were joining, and the paycheck from the welfare department was not enough to meet all the expenses. So the devotees were very surrendered. They just wanted to do what Srila Prabhupada wanted them to do. And so they held a meeting to decide what to do to get the money to pay the bills. And Srila Prabhupada had said that if you need to work, you can get jobs to support the temple. So one nice, humble devotee, Petit Pavan Das, said he used to work in the post office before he joined. He could probably get a job with the post office. And someone else said, I know the produce vendor down the street, I might be able to get a job at his shop. So different devotees were volunteering to get jobs to support the temple. And then one very kind, humble devotee named Nandakishore raised his hand and said that Srila Prabhupada had written a letter in which he said that if you just go on Sankirtan, all of your problems will be solved materially and spiritually. So why don't we try? So the devotee said, yes, Srila Prabhupada said it. Let us try. So the next day we went out on Harinam Sankirtan. We didn't really have many books or magazines to distribute, but we had mantra cards with invitations to the Sunday feast, and we had begging bowls, baskets, and conch shells for people to put their donations. And we had a few magazines, BTGs. So we went out and we chanted for most of the day. And then we came back to the temple and we counted up the money. And there were $7, which for us was a lot of money then. So we thought, this is pretty good. What Srila Prabhupada said may be true. So let's try it tomorrow. So we went out the next day, small party of chanters and collectors. We came back in the evening and counted up. There were $12. And we thought, wow, this is getting better. So we were really eager for the next morning to come so we could go out again. The third day we went out, ching, 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and asking people to give a little donation. And we came back and counted up, and there were $19. And then we were convinced what Srila Prabhupada wrote was true. If you just chant Hare Krishna, if you just go on Sankirtan, all of your problems will be solved, materially and spiritually. There's another little incident of how powerful the holy name is. It didn't involve Srila Prabhupada directly, but it does show the potency of the holy name. The Sankirtan was so successful that eventually we moved from the storefront on 95 Glenville Avenue to a big mansion on 40 North Beacon Street. But there were some rough people in the neighborhood. Sometimes they would throw stones and break the windows. And one morning, very early, before the devotees were even up for Mangal Arti, yeah, they broke into the building and started to beat the devotees and ransack the building. Anyway, somehow the devotees rallied and those people left. And the matter came to court. And this Nandakishore Das, he was called to the stand to testify. And he was a very humble, simple devotee. And the lawyer for the hooligans was quite aggressive and tricky. So he said, he was trying to portray us as members of a weird cult. And, you know, he's saying, according to the dictionary, or, you know, Krishna is the Hindu god of fertility. And Nandakishore was really trembling. I mean, he was so nervous. So the other side's lawyer asked him who was present during the alleged attack. And he started reciting the names of the devotees. Well, Murari was there, and Madan Mohan was there, and Sansvarupa was there, and Sachisuta was there, and as he was reciting the names of the devotees, which were the names of God, he became completely confident and empowered. This morning I happened to be reading the Krishna book, and when the cowherd boys perceived some danger, they just called out Krishna. And as soon as they uttered the name Krishna, all their fear went away. And Srila Prabhupada remarks that the holy name of Krishna is so powerful that even fear personified is afraid of the holy name of Krishna. So whenever devotees chant the holy name of Krishna, all fear goes away. So this humble, simple devotee, by reciting the names of Krishna, that were the names of the other devotees, he became completely fearless. So when the tricky lawyer started saying how, you know, quoting some authority that Krishna is a Hindu god of fertility, Nandakishore raised his hand and said to the judge, "Your Honor, can I cite my authority? Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachid Ananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam." He quoted Lord Brahma. Krishna is the supreme controller. He has an eternal, blissful, spiritual form. He has no origin, but he himself is the origin of everything. And he is the prime cause of all causes. And we won the case, which was good because it put some fear in the hooligans. Then, after executing the order of his spiritual master to spread Krishna consciousness in the West, Srila Prabhupada decided to return to India and establish the mission there. And we began doing Harinam Sankirtan in the streets of Bombay. And it was very attractive. I mean, people would look at us, they could not believe what they were seeing. American and European and, one Japanese devotees, sadhus, devotees of Krishna, chanting the holy names of Krishna. And many of them would weep when they saw us. Weep out of joy, tears would come from their eyes. One time we did Harinam Sankirtan in front of the government building, the state government building, Sachitalaya. And people were looking out the windows. We could see every window there were heads, people looking out at us. And people started to come out of the building and gather around us. And finally one of the authorities from the state government came out and asked us to find somewhere else to chant because none of the government workers were doing any work. The whole government of the state of Maharashtra came to a stop. There was another incident a little later in Bengal. There was a war between India and Pakistan, and many refugees from East Bengal crossed the border into India. And there were big refugee camps outside of Calcutta. And our devotees went and did Harinam Sankirtan. And people just flocked to them, just gathered around them. They just wanted to hear the devotees chant the holy name and speak the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then the time came for the refugees to get their food. I think all they got was like some bread and maybe powdered milk or something. But when the authorities rang the bell for them to come and have their food, they didn't go. And the authorities at the refugee camp said it's the first time that they've ever not come when food was served. Such was the power of the holy name chanted by the devotees. So it was a turbulent time in Bengal. When Srila Prabhupada and the devotees first arrived in Calcutta, Calcutta was very much under the sway of Naxalites, who were like young communist terrorists, you could say. Almost every day there would be some incident. They would just shoot some rich man dead on the street. Or they would kidnap some rich man's son and demand some huge ransom. So in this climate, Srila Prabhupada wanted to have a Pandal program. And he sent Tamal Krishna Goswami and me from Bombay to organize it. And we got the biggest grounds in Calcutta, the Chaurangi Maidan, and established a huge tent, large enough to accommodate 20 or 30,000 people. And the communists and Naxalites became very agitated. And somebody sent Srila Prabhupada a note, "Fly or die." The person had cut out letters from newspapers and books and pasted them to make the message so no one could trace the typewriter or the handwriting. But Srila Prabhupada was firm. He didn't fly or flee. Then, 3 days before the program was to begin, there was a press conference at the site, and many newspaper reporters who were in the communist mood asked challenging questions. So one of them challenged Srila Prabhupada that, you know, what is spending all this money on this Hare Krishna festival going to accomplish? You should rather spend the money on poor people. That will accomplish something. Srila Prabhupada said, "What will spending all this money accomplish?" He said, "It will accomplish hearing. We are creating all this facility just to give people a chance to hear. And in fact, this whole facility has come because some boys and girls came and heard me. They heard me chant the holy names and speak the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita, and from hearing, all this has come. So we are doing all this just to give people a chance to hear." So the first night of the Pandal, people were streaming into the tent. And the general system in Indian Pandals is that the floor would be covered with Indian carpets called daris. But there was a section on the right side with folding chairs for VIPs, special invitees, and life members, or anyone who would pay 2 rupees. So some Naxalite youth came, and they were making agitation. "Why should some people be sitting on chairs and other people sitting on the ground? Everyone should be sitting on the ground." And they were making a big disturbance. And we were on the stage with Srila Prabhupada. And then the Naxalites, they started taking chairs and banging them together to make a loud noise so no one could hear Srila Prabhupada. So we all looked towards Srila Prabhupada. What is he going to do? It was such a tense situation. And the Naxalites could become very violent. They could fight with people. We didn't know they could set fire to the tent. So I was just looking towards Srila Prabhupada to see what he will do. And he cleared his throat and leaned forward. Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. He began singing the Govinda prayers. And somehow, mystically to me, all the Naxalites just left the chairs and went away. And the whole crisis was diffused. So, Srila Prabhupada's faith in the holy name. Of course, later I heard that on the side, Srila Prabhupada had told Gurudas Prabhu to go to the Naxalites and tell them if they want, they can sit on the chairs for free. So Prabhupada had full faith in the holy name, but he was also very intelligent and practical. But the Bhagavad Gita says that the demons flee in fear of the holy name. So maybe they didn't feel comfortable with Prabhupada's pure chanting. I think that was really what touched their hearts. Or maybe they just weren't interested in sitting and listening to Srila Prabhupada speak about Krishna consciousness. But they just walked away. So I will refer to my learned authorities. I could stop now and continue in 2 or 3 days, or I could continue. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So, we will end the discussion now, because there are other programs scheduled to follow. And when we meet again, maybe tomorrow will be a special program in memory of Ayendra Prabhu, so maybe the day after when we meet we can continue the discussion.
Hare Krishna.